The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. We are broadcasting live, border to border, coast to coast, across the Fruited Plain. Always an honor to hang out with you. And I have a very simple question as we start out today's show. A lot of people in MAGA world are very upset with President Trump. And it seems to be getting worse, not better. And all of the controversy stems from the president's pro-vaccine status. The president taking a credit for the development of the vaccine, the president encouraging people to go out there and get the vaccine, and that's causing a lot of angst in MAGA world. We have been talking extensively about Candace Owens and her interview with the president and her subsequent comments when she said, well, the reason why the president is pro-vaccine is he's an old guy, doesn't know how to use the internet, and doesn't read. He is so basically she's saying that the president is ignorant and not well read. And of course, Hogan Gidley was on the show yesterday from Newsmax TV. And Hogan said that's not the Donald Trump that he knows. So now Alex Jones, who has already come out and was just enraged with President Trump's comments, has now gone a step further. And now he's threatening to dish dirt on President Trump. Let's take a listen.
Criminal. We know Bill Gates is a psychotic eugenicist piece of garbage. We know who they are. But we're not going to sit here and put up with Josh Hawley or Ted Cruz or any of these people. But Rand Paul's chief amongst them. Yeah, we all wish Trump would do the right thing. But listen, I've got the inside baseball on Trump. He doesn't know what's going on. And I'm not even defending Trump. I'm just saying we need to move on. In fact, maybe, you know what, to get Trump's attention, because I don't even get this from Roger Stone. I get this from people directly in Trump's camp. Maybe I should just dish all the dirt on. You know what? I'm going to dish it all on Trump next hour. I'm going to go ahead and do that. And it's not to hurt Trump. It's so people can know how pathetic he is when you think he's playing 4D chess going to save you, and he's not. He's not a bad guy, but he doesn't know what he's doing, and he's surrounded by bad advisors, and he's got that multi-billion dollar social media network based on Mastodon that they said is an original program and doesn't even work, and there's all these SEC criminal investigations of it right now, and it's all falling apart. I wish Trump could go build a real network. I want Trump to have success. I'm not against Trump. But just like during the campaign a year and a half ago, I told you, Trump's in trouble. He's going to lose. They're going to steal it.
Well, there you go. That was Alex Jones just a little while ago, and he's not the only one. Another avowed Trump fan, and this guy has spoken at the Trump rallies, Wayne Allen Root, who is a talk radio host out of Las Vegas. Here's what he had to say.
Basically, I talked about it every poll. He's winning Biden. He's winning by a landslide. He's the most one of the most respected men in the world, more than Biden or the Pope. He's made a huge comeback politically and financially. He just doubled or tripled his net worth with his social media company. And I wrote that for a reason, Alex. You know why? Because I felt it was important to establish with President Donald Trump what a huge fan, supporter, and friend I am, so I could then come back with my next column, which will be next week, which is what I call the intervention. He needs an intervention from a friend. because he's the greatest president of my lifetime. I love him. I will always love him.
I mean, he was the greatest president since George Washington until he did this.
Fabulous. And I love the guy. I just got married last month. I'm a newlywed. He sent a letter to be read at the wedding. I'm going on my honeymoon to Mar-a-Lago in March. I've already booked the honeymoon to Mar-a-Lago in the suite right next to President and Mrs. Trump. So I'm a friend. I love the guy. And he's been right on everything except this issue. He's so horribly wrong on this issue. And the best way to put it, ironically, is he's dead wrong because people are dying left and right. In just the last few days, a 58-year-old Hollywood director, super fit, super healthy, wiry thin, the guy looked fantastic, drops dead of a heart attack. This is the word in every obituary now. Suddenly died. They're all vaccinated and they suddenly died. There he is. He died in Canada, his home country. Now we've got the New York Times editor who just died of a sudden heart attack. We've got four soccer players in 5 days in Europe, professional 20-something soccer players who dropped dead of cardiac arrest. All these people, cardiac arrest. What have I said for a year now? The vaccine causes heart attacks.
So I want to ask you a question here, folks, and this is just something for us all to think about because the election cycle for 2024 has already started. Lindsey Graham going out there saying Trump's the nominee for the GOP if he wants it. It's his. Does Trump still have your support? If the president continues to be pro-vaccine, encouraging people to go out there, get themselves vaccinated, does he still have your support? Or are you lining up with people like Alex Jones and Candace Owens and Wayne Allen Root who say that Trump has lost it, that he really doesn't know what he's talking about? 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is going to be a big deal. Because regardless of whatever happens between now and 2024, we know the Democrats are going to try and steal the election again. And if we don't have everybody on the same team batting for our guy, then we're going to have big problems in 2024. And there is a very good chance that if in fact the Democrats decide, you know what, our best shot is to put Hillary and Michelle Obama or Hillary and Pete Buttigieg, then we are going to have problems because the Democrats at that point will be motivated to get out and vote. So this is turning, if this kind of thinking, the people of the Alex Jones of the world, if they're going to go out there and try and destroy this president, we're going to have a repeat of the Georgia senatorial races. That's what's going to happen on Election Day in 2024. So it's important now for people to get this figured out. Because if Trump is not the guy, we need to figure out who that guy or that gal is right now. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going right to the phones. I know a lot of you want to weigh in on this. Is this bothering you, what the president is doing, President Trump? Are you concerned by his support and his encouragement of this vaccine? We'll be right back.
About to back up and bring it. It's Todd Starnes.
If you are looking for MyPillow, you will not find it in the big box stores. And the reason why? It's pretty awful. MyPillow's been canceled by the cancel culture mob. And that's why Mike Lindell wants to sell directly to you. And that comes with some great savings. You're going to be able to get the lowest price in the history of MyPillow for their classic standard pillow. Normally $69.98, now only $19.98 with the promo code STARNS. MyPillow does more than just pillows. They have over 150 products, everything from sleepwear to slippers, even doggy beds and human beds. Go to MyPillow.com/Starnes. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. And use the promo code Starnes or call 800-544-8939. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes or call 1-800-544-8939. Use the promo code Starnes. So here's what where I'm a little confused about people like Candace Owens and Alex Jones and Wayne Allen Root and the others that are turning on the president, President Trump. The president's position here, folks, has not wavered. He's always been pro-vaccine, always, from day one. That's why he authorized Operation Warp Speed. But the president has also been anti-mandate. And had he been reelected and had he been in office, I do not believe we would have seen these mandates coming down. I believe the administration would have cracked down on that. But for them to all of a sudden say, hey, Trump has changed his tune, that's not true. The president has always been pro-vaccine and anti-mandate, and that has not changed. And I will say this, and Grace, there is a massive conversation going on right now on our Facebook live stream, and I'm really surprised at the number of people who are upset with President Trump over this.
It's a very, how do I put this? Just this issue makes people very heated, I've noticed.
I understand why people are upset. I contend that the vaccines are actually making people more susceptible to getting sick.
Hmm.
I mean, when you look at the data coming out, and there is a report out of the Robert Koch Institute, 95% of the Omicron cases in Germany came from fully vaccinated people. So 28% of those of the 95% had the booster shot. So at some point you say, okay, well, wait a second. What is this data telling us?
Yeah, we got to look at the numbers. A lot of people won't do that.
They will not. They will not. And folks, you may not agree with my opinion, but you know where I stand. Let's go to the phones here. A lot of folks wanting to weigh in today. Sean in North Carolina, welcome to the program. What's going on?
Hi, how are you, Todd?
I'm well, thank you.
Well, yesterday my daughter came home. She's 18. She came home very upset. And she pulled a letter out of her pocket. She works for Hobby Lobby. And basically, they're saying that they're going to go back in masks if they're not fully vaccinated. And she had worked at Starbucks, and she basically left that because of that reason with the mask. She couldn't take it. She was getting sick. She's a really good kid. She's a hard worker at her age. And it blew my mind that OSHA's going to enforce this. And it's funny because I was in construction in New York City for many years. And we'd call OSHA regularly, and no one would ever show up to the job site. Conditions that basically would kill you, and now what are they going to do? They're going to show up and fine you for not wearing a mask. It's kind of ridiculous, you know.
Now, Sean, is this coming from OSHA or is this coming from Hobby Lobby?
Hobby Lobby was handed it from OSHA.
And what did the letter say?
It basically said that if you are not fully vaccinated, we are going to require you to go into masks effective, I guess, next week. She was saying, you know, she was pretty distraught over it, that she's on the ropes where she just might quit. She's like, I can't go in masks again. You know, she's getting sick. She'd get headaches. She'd get nosebleeds. She's like, I can't do that again.
You know, Sean, it's interesting about those masks. You're right. I would, back when this first happened, I was doing some long distance traveling from New York to Los Angeles, had to wear the face burqa on the airplane. And without fail, I would get some sort of a nasty cough. And it only happened when I wore that mask for any, you know, long amount of time. So I completely understand what your daughter's going through here.
Well, the whole thing is that I'm a contractor now, and I do a lot of drywall work. And I wear N95 masks. And that drove me nuts when this whole thing started because I couldn't even get an N95 mask. I needed it.
Sure.
So it turns out whenever I wear an N95 mask after wearing it for, and you're not supposed to wear it for over 45 minutes, if I'm stuck in a big job where I'm standing and I got to get things done, I get a headache, the straps hurt my face, and basically, like I said, and I start getting breathing problems from it because you're not breathing normally.
Sean, what is your daughter going to do here?
I don't know, but I said to her, me and my wife kind of got upset, and I understand it's a heavy burden on her shoulders, but when me and my wife talked to her, we said, you know, maybe you guys should get a meeting with your manager, because they said they'll threaten to fire the manager. And I said, you know what? You guys should let corporate know that none of us are going to comply. And if you fire him, we're all going to walk out and leave your store wide open. And I don't know if that would give them insight to look at, because I always thought Hobby Lobby was this big Christian backer that they wouldn't back down to stuff like this. And, you know, my wife is like, you know, this is how it all started with the Jews in Germany, with the store. You know, one thing became another thing. And like I said, what's going to happen after the mandate with the masks? What are they going to ask you to do next?
Yeah, that is strange. Because, again, you're right. Hobby Lobby, family-owned company, Christians, devout Christians. And I'm wondering if they're being forced by the government to pass out these letters. I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm just bringing it to you.
All right, we're going to get to the bottom of that. We're going to reach out to Hobby Lobby, Sean, and we'll find out what the heck is going on, and we'll let you guys know. We'll update you guys on the radio program. Sean, God bless you, and thanks for the call, and good luck. Let's go to Deborah, listening to us on WSIC in Statesville, North Carolina. Deborah, what's on your mind?
Todd, you're wonderful. I just love your show.
Thank you.
I've listened to you for years, and I know you're right on the top of the story. I want to say about this. Okay, Donald Trump was warp speed. I heard you speak of that just now. Okay, about the warp speed. You know yourself that he went in the hospital. He took the hydroxychloroquine, and he felt like Superman. Remember what he said? That is an old medicine right there. It goes back to the 60s, I believe, or something. They could have stuck with that medicine. I know I was on it from a bad car wreck I had and the infections from the surgeries they gave to me. I got 7 steel plates in my face. I've been through it. But I can say, Todd, that Donald Trump is the people's president. He loves this country with all his heart. The man did the best he could under all the stress and everything. They were drawing at him, lawsuits after lawsuits. Let's take a look at this picture. Chris Cuomo. That man right there doing people in with the group homes.
Oh, you mean Andrew Cuomo, yes, the governor of New York. Let me ask you this.
Exactly.
Let me ask you this, Deborah. So this doesn't bother you that the president is pro-vaccine, he is anti-mandate?
No, sir, and I'm going to tell you why. Because Jesus Christ is a healer, and you got to put your faith, you got to keep the faith. The faith is in Jesus Christ, and that man, Donald John Trump, he kept the faith there. He couldn't have got done all that he got done in the short time he was there. This administration, they sold out our country. God knows they sold out our country. The border's wide open. There's a time and place for everything. They opened up that border at the wrong time, $45,000 for each illegal coming into our country. To come on through here, $45,000 each. They were throwing their babies out in the Rio Grande, turning our border patrols into babysitters.
Deborah, let me jump in here, Deborah, because I want us to stay focused here. And the issue at hand here, and by the way, thank you for your call, Deborah. The issue at hand is whether or not you still support President Trump, ladies and gentlemen. Can you support President Trump if he is pro-vaccine and anti-mandate? Because it is getting crazy out there. The ABC News now reporting that there are more China virus cases per day than any other time in the pandemic. In other words, whatever Joe Biden has done, he's actually made it worse. Worse. And there are experts out there, and you can take this with a grain of salt, but medical experts are now suggesting that the cases over the next 12 weeks will become so dramatic that it's going to be hard to keep everyday life operating. So you can take this for what it is. I still believe that we are dealing in many of these cases with actual legitimate cases of the flu than we are the China virus. And we've got data to back that up. Now, the CDC is going to tell you that the common flu took a year off last year. I don't believe that to be the case. I believe that many of the cases we are seeing are, quite frankly, either the flu or pneumonia, and they're just reporting them as COVID. But do you support the president? We're going right back to the phones when we come back here. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. All right, folks, got to tell you about our good friends over at Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. They share our beliefs and they donate their profits to help organizations that fight for causes we care about. And their coverage, by the way, is pretty darn incredible. They have plans to fit any budget, along with great discounts for veterans and first responders, and they make it super simple for you to switch over. Look, all you need to do is go to patriotmobile.com/Todd. That's patriotmobile.com/Todd. Or you can give them a call, 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Hey, and if you do that, be sure to use my promo code Todd, T-O-D-D. They're going to hook you up with some special discounts along with free premier activation at patriotmobile.com/Todd. Let's get right to the phones. Alan in Georgia, listening to us on the great WDUN. Alan, what's on your mind?
Hey, Todd. First of all, thanks for bringing this topic up, because people need to know who these fly-by-night Republicans are who are turning on Donald Trump, who you said it was never for the mandate. In fact, if he had been reelected, and if he gets reelected in 24, I know people like Fauci won't exist in our government anymore. He will probably have seen the light enough on Fauci to get rid of anybody like him. But I support him, and I think he was the best president we've had in my lifetime, and I've been around since Ike.
You see, Alan, my concern here is you've got folks like Alex Jones and Candace Owens, and they're playing stupid games. This is a very dangerous path they're taking us down, and we cannot go into the midterm elections. We can't go into 2024 divided. You know, the president's positions have not changed here at all.
No, they haven't. And here's the problem with our party. The Democrats stick together on every issue. They use the same talking points on every program. The Republicans have been doing this for a long time. The Tea Party, back to 94, you know, we were split. We're still split because we have these people who take a little thing that they want to, I guess, promote themselves on and divide the party. And it keeps us from having the majorities we should have all along. We know that the American people are mostly conservative people. They're not these crazy leftists that we see on the news all the time. But we have these divides. Here in Georgia, believe me, it's going to be a crazy election here for governor, because we were divided basically back when we had our senatorial race a couple of years ago.
Yeah, no doubt about that, Alan, and that's why it is imperative that we get this fixed now. And it's important for people to understand what's going on. I don't want people to be surprised again. And people were surprised by what happened in the presidential election. They were surprised at what happened in those Georgia Senate races. And I think a lot of people saw this coming from a long way out. Alan, thank you for the call. Appreciate you listening to us. Susie wants to weigh in on Candace Owens and Alex Jones. Hi, Susie. What's on your mind?
Hey, first of all, thank you for taking my call, and I want to say I appreciate you, and I agree with everything that you have said this morning. And I have lost all respect for Candace Owens, and I've never liked Alex Jones. And anybody that wants to criticize President Trump, Todd, needs to read Peter Navarro's book, In Trump Time. I mean, it is so eye-opening what happened to the president during the last 6 months of his presidency. It's very heartbreaking, and it made me very angry. But people need to read that if they want to criticize him. And go get that eye surgery done.
Susie, I'm trying. Can I tell you about that, Susie? It's anybody who's watching this on the Facebook Live, they can see that I'm having trouble reading. Susie, it's taking forever to get an appointment to get the surgery done. What Barack Obama did to the medical community in this nation is a travesty. And I could do a week's worth of shows about that. But I am going to get that, hopefully, I think they said the first or second week in January.
Okay, but it's a piece of cake, and you'll be all surprised right. What you can see.
I'm excited about that. And the problem is, it's my right eye, Susie. I was afraid I might go to the left a little bit, but so far, so good.
Okay, well, I appreciate you, and thank you for all you do. And people just need to open their eyes, Todd, and realize we have got to stick together. And we just need to quit criticizing President Trump for anything he did. If they just read that book, they would figure it out.
All right, Susie, well said. A great argument in support of the president. And folks, it's very simple. You can fall into the trap of going after and blasting the president for it. But again, if these people were truly honest with themselves, they would have had these vocal, outspoken positions, and they would have made them known back before Trump ran for re-election, because the president's positions have not changed one iota. So now this is all about positioning themselves for the future, or whether that be a post-Trump future, I don't know. But that's where all of this is going. Got a couple of lines open here, 844-747-8868. Let's go to Iowa. Theo on the line. Theo, what part of Iowa are you from?
Newton, about 30 minutes from Des Moines.
All right. Very nice. Very nice. Great to have you with us. Now, what's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to say real fast that my loyalty hasn't wavered one bit from supporting President Trump. What's wrong is that he can't have an opinion. Nobody can have an opinion anymore. I mean, I had COVID. I had it bad. I didn't have to go to the hospital, thank God. 6 months later, I got vaccinated. That's my right. That was my choice. President Trump is he's supporting what he believes. So if you don't want to get a vaccination, don't get one. If you do, get one. I personally don't know anybody that's had any bad reactions. I don't know anybody that's died from them. And I'm sure they have, though. But that's what's wrong with our world right now. Our country is nobody can have an opinion.
You know what it is, Theo? It's groupthink, and I hate it.
Yeah.
And that's what the cancel culture movement is really all about. And the Republicans, conservatives have to be careful, because it's very easy for us to slip and slide into all of that nonsense as well.
Exactly.
Look, I'm with you. I've got a brain. I know how to use it. And beyond that, Theo, I'll give you a great example of this. President Trump is very supportive of the LGBT movement. That's just how he's been from day one. Okay, well, I don't necessarily agree with everything in that movement. Has that caused me not to support Donald Trump? Not at all. And the reason why, Theo, is that the president has been supportive of other issues that I do care about. So, you're not going to get everything you want with any president, period. That's just the reality of it. But Theo, it troubles me that people within the conservative movement are saying we all have to think alike on all the issues.
No, we never did in this country. Why do we have to now? What has happened,
That's why people who disagree with me, Theo, go right to the top of the phone line, because we want to hear it. We want the debate. That's what it's all about.
Well, I'm glad for you, Todd. Thank you for I listen to you every single day, so thank you for being there.
Theo, you're very kind to say that. Thanks for listening to us. Stay warm out there in Iowa. It's going to get cold here. It's been like 80 degrees, and I saw snow showers on the forecast in Memphis, Tennessee. Never good when you get frostbite on that pork butt. A little painful. All right, let's go to Charles, North Carolina, listening to us on WSIC. Charles, what's going on in the great state of North Carolina?
Oh, just a cloudy, overcast day here today, but warm. But I hope you had a Merry Christmas. And Todd, I wanted to weigh in as well on the topic here. I agree with you. You know, we have to look at Donald Trump and his platform in its totality and not become a single issue voter like a lot of people are. I will say that going back a few months, I kind of saw this coming when President Trump would tout the vaccine and Operation Warp Speed and how so many more lives would have been lost had it not been for the vaccine. And I kind of even questioned that in my mind. I mean, I think we've learned a lot since the CCP virus and about the vaccine. But I think I think what he needs to do, Todd, is he needs to emphasize and contrast himself the difference between the authoritarian Democratic Party and what they represent and how he represents freedom, liberty, and free enterprise. That being said, I would like to see him kind of modify his comments a little bit about the vaccine and everything. I think he needs to emphasize more what Peter Navarro and Dr. Robert Malone are, which is flood the zone with therapeutics. You vaccinate those that have the comorbid conditions, but you emphasize natural immunity, and you emphasize the fact that, you know, you're not going to mandate anything. It's freedom of choice. If you want to get the vaccine, get it. If you don't want to get it, don't get it. But nothing's going to cause me to lose to not support President Trump unless he just completely reverses his position on all these major policies, which, as we both know, he's not going to do.
I'm with you, Charles, on that. And again, I think that I understand why the president is doing what he's doing. And it really is about positioning himself for this presidential run in 2024. The left has been trying to portray him as anti-vaccine, anti-science, when in fact that was the farthest thing from the truth. And if you go back to when he was president, the people that were speaking out most vocally and vociferously against all of this happened to be the Democrats and the mainstream media. So, I mean, as crazy as this sounds, Candace Owens and Alex Jones are actually in line with the thinking of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris back during the Trump administration.
Correct. Yeah, you're exactly right. And they need to really be mindful of what they're saying, because they have a following. A lot of people listen to them. And like you said, the last thing we need to be is divided going into the midterms and also into 2024. But there's a lot more issues out there on the table other than the vaccine. You know, immigration, inflation, national security. I mean, so many things. And you know, we got to remember the reason President Trump won and ran in the first place is and did it for free. He worked for free. Is he loves this country, and he's the guy that's got the guts to say what needs to be said, and the male parts to do what needs to be done. And he's our guy right now. And you know, people just need to, if he's the nominee, fall in line behind him, because the alternative is more of an authoritarian socialist country, which we don't want. You know, and I don't think Candace Owens wants or Alex Jones wants, but division is not what we need right now.
Well said, Charles. A great call. Happy New Year, sir. And we look forward to hearing from you in 2022. Folks, we've got to take a break here, and I'm going to throw out a trivia question. Grace, I'm calling an audible for our first trivia question.
Oh, boy.
But, you know, a lot of things drop. A lot of balls drop on New Year's Eve.
You're going to make me say something.
Maybe I should have rephrased that.
Mm-hmm.
My apologies. That's terrible, Grace. Get your mind out of the gutter.
Me?
No, yes. I see everybody over there laughing and cackling, mm-hmm, like Kamala Harris. So a lot of things fall from the sky. Why don't I say that on New Year's Eve? You got the, what in Lebanon, Pennsylvania, they drop a 400-pound slab of bologna. Then in Hershey, Pennsylvania, they drop a giant kiss, a Hershey kiss. They used to drop a possum in Bald Knob, North Carolina, but they had to stop because PETA said that was very offensive. And it was, you know, I guess it was, you know, unfair to the possum. So anyway, they also dropped something in Mobile, Alabama. And that happens to be my favorite New Year's Eve drop, is what they drop in Mobile, Alabama. So what do they drop in Mobile, Alabama on New Year's Eve to welcome in the new year? If you know the answer, give us a call, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Triggering microaggressions from coast to coast. It's Todd Starnes.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. We're broadcasting from our Liberty University studio in beautiful Memphis, Tennessee. You know, Grace, maybe considering our crime rate, we broke our all-time murder rate in Memphis.
Sadly, yes.
And I'm thinking that maybe we ought to have the building just outfitted with Kevlar.
Might not be a terrible idea.
A Kevlar brick siding. Just possibly. I don't know. It's
patent
crazy
pending.
Out there.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, good to have you with us here, folks. Hope you're doing well. Hey, let's go to the phones. We have a trivia question. We want to know, what did they drop on New Year's Eve in Mobile, Alabama? David from Washington State seems to know the answer. David, first, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
All right. What did they drop in Mobile, Alabama?
That would be a giant moon pie.
Yes, a giant moon pie, David. And this thing is massive, and they have a huge celebration. They have thousands of people come out. It's just a big, fun, festive, family-friendly event in Mobile, Alabama. Now, I'm curious, how does a guy from Washington know about moon pies?
I was stationed at Fort Rucker for a while.
Is that right?
Yes.
You know, it's really a great delicacy of the southern states, David.
It's beautiful. It's lovely. Yeah, my favorite.
You got the graham cracker cookie. You got the marshmallow. And then you have the chocolate coating. And
yeah, it's delicious.
And if you're an Elvis fan, and they actually have these here in Memphis, they have the banana flavored. I'm not a big fan of banana flavored. I like the original.
Hey, Todd, I got a mutual friend told me to say hi next time I ever talk to you. Pastor Dennis Fountain?
Oh, well, I do know Pastor Fountain, a great American, and we've met years ago at a conference in Lancaster, California, West Coast Baptist College.
He's a great neighbor, too, I'll tell you that.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. And, you know, his wife, by the way, is an accomplished artist.
I've seen a lot of her paintings.
Just unbelievable. Will you please give the pastor my best? And I want you to hang tight, David. We're going to send you a prize for winning the trivia competition. You know, what's the old saying? You know, you got to have an RC Cola and a moon pie. And, of course, moon pies are made in Chattanooga, Tennessee, which is also where you can find some RC Cola being brewed up. All right, real quick, let's go to the phones here. Let's go to Steve in Maine. Steve, we've got about 30 seconds here. What's on your mind?
Hey, Todd, I just want to make a quick comment. I'd rather listen to you talk than me talk. Todd, I'm not convinced that Trump is our man in the next general election. I just don't think he's electable. I'm a big Trump supporter. I love President Trump, but I just don't think he's our guy in the next election. I just don't. He turns too many people off, not me, but I know a lot of my friends, he turns them off. And I think maybe DeSantis or someone along that line. And I'll hang up, and I'm just curious what your thoughts are on that.
Steve, it is a great question, and unfortunately the computer is going to cut us off here, Steve, so I'm going to answer that question on the other side of this break. And by the way, I want to give a big shout-out to all of our great listeners, WLOB in Portland, Maine. You guys are the best. Hey, folks, hang tight. We've got another full hour coming up next. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, people of the planet Earth. This is Todd Starnes. Great to have you with us here, folks. Hope you're doing well wherever you might be across this great fruited plain. You know, Grace Baker, next year, you know what we're going to have to do?
What?
We're going to have to do the show from Mobile, Alabama at the big moon pie ball drop.
You just want free moon pies.
It's really not a ball drop. It's a moon pie drop.
Yes.
I do want the free moon pies, though. But they actually make the world's largest moon pie and then they cut it up and they serve it to people.
My goodness.
It's very delicious.
I bet it is.
I had to anchor back years ago when I worked at Fox. I was the guy that had to anchor the New Year's Eve celebration in Times Square. And it was me and, 2 million other people.
Fun time.
And it was crazy because those people would have to stay there standing on their feet for hours.
Yeah,
12, 13 hours.
I'll just watch it on TV. I'm good.
Yeah, you're better off. I mean, especially when it's snowing or raining, and it's terrible.
How do you use the bathroom?
It depends, so to speak. Adult diapers all over the place. It's horrible. But the worst part is when it's all over, then you've got 2 million people trying to get on the subway at the same time.
Oh, I can't even imagine.
So that's why we need to do the show from Alabama.
And they're all drunk, those people.
Big time.
Oh, gosh. And then they can't even navigate the subway, especially the tourists, the subway system, when they're sober. Now they're drunk, and it's even worse.
Oh, man. I was there when Kathy Griffin, you remember Kathy Griffin and Anderson Cooper?
Yes.
And so our position was right there. So we had to watch all that go down in real time. Yeah.
I bet that was a joy.
I'm like, man, I don't want to do this job anymore.
This is the thing that'll make me quit, having to watch them.
You got that right. But anyway, it was always fun. Somebody was always getting engaged. Somebody was always getting married. Lots of people making out. Good family-friendly activity. Hey, look, we've got a lot going on this hour of the program. I do want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker lines. Yes, we have dual Patriot Mobile Newsmaker lines. Now we just have one. Let's go to Jeff Katz, the great afternoon drive host at WRVA in Richmond, Virginia. Jeff, we're laughing because Grace just hung up on Ray Richardson from WLOB.
Oh, no.
It's terrible.
God. And I had been working on all these lobster jokes. I had all sorts of Maine references I was going to make, and now I'm left with Kathy Griffin and a used Depends. I think I'll just use Depends.
Well, the good news is we were able to get Ray Richardson back. Ray, I just want you to know we've suspended Grace for one day for hanging up on you.
No, you can't do that. I have a big announcement, Todd.
Oh! Wow. Jeff Katz. So, all right, I'm bracing myself here. Ray Richardson from WLOB, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, Todd, you can't. I mean, this really is. It's not bad, but there's a petition in Maine going on right now. I won't tell you whether I've signed it or not, but people want to change the name of the 12 to 3 hour, which is normally the Todd Starnes show, to the Grace Baker show featuring Todd Starnes, because Maine is Grace Baker country.
Is that right? I mean, I know that she has a following out there. I didn't realize it was that big.
We love her. We love Grace Baker. Let me tell you, when you say Grace Baker, people, we get all kinds of text messages. They love Grace Baker in Maine.
Guys, she's sort of like my version of Bo Snerdly, I guess.
Yes. Yeah,
far more attractive, I would dare say.
Oh, no doubt about that. Yes, no doubt about that. And nothing against Bo, I mean,
No, Bo's great. Bo's great. But I just wanted you to know, Todd, we love you. You know we love you. We've had you up to Maine. We love you. But, man, there's just something about Grace Baker. People up here love her to death.
Grace, what's going on here? Are you
paying
off?
First of all, I'm trying to look up who Bo is. Who's Bo?
Rush Limbaugh's guy.
Oh, that. Sorry. Okay. First of all, I love Maine. I love the people in Maine. And I want to go visit Maine still. I've never been.
Well, we'll bring you up here. We'll bring you and Todd up together. We'll take you up to Linda Bean's.
I need some lobster.
And we can bring the Daily Biscuit up, do a book signing. because I'm telling you, Maine loves you guys. You know, you get a lot of calls from the Big Lobster.
Oh, yes, we do. And, oh, I cannot forget Merlo the Dalmatian. She's got to come, too.
That would be just fine. She could meet my Boca Grande.
There you go.
Okay, can I take back over my show now? Is that okay?
Yes, you can. Yes.
All right, good. Guys, so we have... We have Ray Richardson, who is the head guru at WLOB, the Big Lobster. Jeff Katz, the I was going to call you the goddess of talk radio, but you're the.
Well, no, Todd, I still identify as Jeff Katz, and we'll.
Of course, fellas, in the last hour of the program, I announced that there are all kinds of balls dropping on New Year's Eve, and which elicited some strange comments from the peanut gallery here. So that kind of shows you where the show's going today, guys.
Listen, if you're ready to go to Mobile for the moon pie drop, Todd, I'll take that one. Grace goes to Maine for the lobster. We're all good.
I love it. Or you could just gnaw on the, you know, 400-pound slab of bologna they're dropping in Pennsylvania. So, guys, we've been talking about worst New Year's resolutions. You know, everybody does the New Year's resolutions, and I just gave up years ago. I'm curious, in your years as talk radio host, and we'll start with you, Jeff Katz, some of the worst New Year's Eve resolutions.
Well, I think a lot of them just have to do with changing your entire life top to bottom. You know, you spend December the 30th consuming 8, 9, 10 gallons of ice cream and say, you know, after New Year's Eve, I'm all on board. I'm going to be healthy. You don't even make it 8 minutes before you've taken a big swan dive into the moon pies or the lobster salad. I think those are probably the worst. And the other ones, you get all of the nattering nabobs on television telling you, you know, it's all going to change. And then you realize, not so much. Nothing has changed.
Yeah, Ray Richardson, jump in here.
Yeah, you know, I think he's right. I mean, I know in my case, Todd, you know me personally. I'm a big boy. Every year I'm putting down the ice cream. Finally, this year I'm actually doing it. But, you know, I will tell you, few people have consumed as much ice cream as I have in my lifetime. And so I'm finally putting it down. But every year I'm like, I'm putting it down. And then, you know, I have ice cream for breakfast. It's a breakfast of champions, you know.
You know, guys, one of the things that I noticed at Fox News Channel, they had this state-of-the-art gymnasium. And you guys know that I have a body for radio. I was the only person that actually looked normal on Fox News Channel. I mean, right? You know, when you
look like a real person. I look like a real person. Yeah.
You had me up there. I'll never forget this. One, I was on Fox and Hannity years ago. And there were two blondes on either side of me, and I'm not going to name the names of the blondes. But anyway, we did a long – it was a two-break segment, so it was a pretty long segment. And I'm talking to my Uncle Jerry, Coldwater, Mississippi. I said, did you watch Hannity last night? He goes, yeah, it was a great show. I said, what did you think about my segment? He goes, were you on? So that's the whole point, is that but on New Year's Day, the gym at Fox News Channel would be filled wall to wall with all of these people who weighed like they were about the size of a bean, and they were all trying to lose weight. And that's a little disconcerting when you're the only well-rounded guy on the treadmill.
Well, Todd, I got you beat. Your Uncle Jerry said that. My dad, who was up visiting for Christmas one year, I walked in the door for my show, and he's like, son, you have a face for radio and a voice for print.
Oh, gosh.
Was that the last time you let him visit, Ray?
No. Me and my dad got along great, but, you know, he always told me the truth, kept me grounded.
It does keep you grounded. On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker lines, our good friends Ray Richardson from WLOB Portland, Maine, Jeff Katz, WRVA Richmond, Virginia. Jeff Katz, looking ahead to 2022, I mean, this is going to be the Super Bowl of politics. What do you see as the big stories coming up?
Well, I think the big story, the biggest story, is going to be the midterm elections. And folks like me anyway, Todd, and I won't speak for you or Grace or Ray. All right, I will. I think our concerted hope is that we pump the brakes on this absolutely appalling behavior that we see coming from the White House and the assorted brain trust in the House and Senate. I think the midterm elections, my friends, are going to be the big story. I think we talk about it probably every day leading up to it, and maybe we take a celebratory lap on the treadmill there pretty soon after.
Ray, jump in here.
Yeah, you know, I think you're right. In my home state of Maine, we have the battle royale. We have a current incumbent governor running for re-election. We have the former governor, her predecessor, who was two terms. He is challenging her to get a third term. His name is Paul LePage. While he was governor, he was considered the most conservative governor in the country. We also have a big rematch up in Maine's 2nd Congressional District with former Congressman Bruce Poliquin challenging Democrat incumbent Jared Golden. And then very fortunately for us, we have a do-nothing Democratic representative in Maine's 1st Congressional District. In her 14 years there, never sponsored a bill that got passed. She's jumped on some other people's work, but she's never done anything but ride in private planes with her ex-husband and walk on red carpets. But we have a retired Navy SEAL who served in Afghanistan who is running against her. So we've got the battle royale here in the state of Maine, and obviously we have high hopes for the Congress nationally and certainly for the Senate.
Yeah.
You know, guys, we've been we opened up the first hour of the show, a lot of people weighing in on a question that I want you guys to weigh in on, and it involves former President Trump. He's come under a lot of fire from people like Candace Owens, Alex Jones, others in the MAGA world, because he is pro-vaccine. I contend he was pro-vaccine, anti-mandate back when he was president before the election, and he hasn't changed his position. But a lot of people are beginning to suggest that they may not support this president if he runs because of his position on the vaccine. What are you guys hearing?
Well, I'll take that. If you don't mind, I'll take that. Yeah. Look, I think this is nonsense. The mandates are un-American. We all know that. They keep reaching back to the Kenny Jacobson decision in 1905 in Massachusetts about smallpox and a $5 fine. This is crazy. We have advanced science so much beyond all of that. Mandates are un-American and they're unconstitutional, which is why the Supreme Court's going to shoot down Biden's 100-employer mandate. As far as Donald Trump goes, Trump has been pro-vaccine all the way. He led operation, along with Admiral Giroir, he led Operation Warp Speed to make this happen. But he's never been for mandates. And if you believe in freedom, then you ought to be able to get the vaccine if you want it. And if you believe in freedom, you ought to not get the vaccine if you don't want it. It's obvious people like Joe Biden don't believe in freedom and never have.
I'll tell you, I think Ray's hitting on all cylinders there. And Todd, I would share this. I heard the Candace Owens comments. In fact, I was listening to your commentary, which was spot on after it. The idea that President Trump is an old guy and he doesn't know how to use the interwebs and the rest of that. And look, Ray's absolutely right. We have three different vaccines in the United States because President Trump said, let's get this done. And anybody who's going to stand up and say, well, I'm not going to vote for him because now all of a sudden he's pro-vaccine, what he is in favor of that old line. Gosh, it used to be all the rage for a while. My body, my choice. You know, I've had the Moderna vaccines. I've gotten the booster. I happen to believe in it, or my family believes in it. And if you choose not to, then I may disagree with your decision, but I'll defend your right to make that decision. I think President Trump's been consistent and honest and forefront from the very beginning.
Yeah, same here, guys. And unfortunately, we're going to wrap it up there. I do want to say a brief word of thank you to both of you guys, Ray and Jeff, WLOB, WRVA. Thank you guys for having the program on the radio station there. And we always love hearing from y'all's great listeners. And we're looking forward to doing more of that in 2022.
That sounds great to me, Todd.
Absolutely. And we'll let you know about that Grace Baker name change, Todd. We don't want you to get too nervous about it. You'll still be featured.
All right, as long as I get some sort of billing, I'm good with that. So, all right.
I'm sure you are.
All right, Ray Richardson, ladies and gentlemen, Jeff Katz, we've got to take a break. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868 from our Liberty University studio. This is the Grace Baker Show with Todd Starnes.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to have you with us today. That was fun. Always enjoy hanging out with fellow radio hosts there. And you guys up in Maine and Richmond, Virginia, you guys have some great radio hosts. And we're going to get more folks on throughout the year, the new year. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. 68. I want to go back to the issue of Donald Trump, and just hear me out on this. The thing you need to know about Donald Trump is he's always been consistent. He has been adamantly opposed to vaccine mandates, but he has been supportive of the vaccine. I don't have a problem with that. I respect that position. And say what you will about Donald Trump, but the guy is a man. He's a man of his word. A man of his word, and he has demonstrated that time and time again during his first term in office. All right, let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Our good friend Joe from Ellijay hanging out with us. Joe, I figured you might be over in Sea Island.
Todd, I am. I am in Sea Island. Of course, the great David Perdue lives here, and I just want to wish you a happy new year. You've got a great program, and I totally support Donald Trump. And you probably know this, but Trump has endorsed David Perdue to be the next governor of Georgia. Of course, he's running against the incumbent governor, Brian Kemp. And David is going to be at Poole's Barbecue speaking to my leadership class January 15th. And, of course, I'd love for you to come, Todd, if you could. But
now, Joe,
I strongly support David, and I strongly support Donald Trump, and I strongly support Todd Starnes. So who can be better than Todd Starnes, David Perdue, and Donald Trump?
Oh, I agree. That's like the three wise men right there, or three wise guys. Joe, you got to do me
a favor. I'm down at Sea Island, and a lot of people down here are for Perdue and Trump. So I'm really having a good time and looking forward to your program next year, my friend.
Joe, you got to do me a favor now. So I am one of the great honors that I have been bestowed. You were responsible in getting me on the Poole's Barbecue Pig Hill of Fame. So I have a pig, a wooden cutout of a pig, with my name on it on the official Pig Hill of Fame. And I want you and David Perdue to have a photograph made next to my pig on the Pig Hill of Fame.
Todd, we'll do that, and have a great year. Looking forward to next year, and you and Grace are super. Have a great new year.
Well, Joe, always good hearing from you, and we're going to have a lot of fun next year talking politics, and you're going to set us straight on what's happening there in Georgia. And thank you for all the kind words. You always have very nice things to say about us, and we like that a lot. So, Joe, happy new year to you. Oh, wow, that's the music's already sounding there. We got to take a break here. By the way, trivia question. What do people in the South eat for good luck on New Year's Eve? What do people in the South eat for good luck on New Year's Eve? 844-747-8868. If you know the answer, that's 844-747-8868. We'll be right back. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to have you with us. By the way, our good friend Mike Lindell has some great specials for us only on our page over at MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. And if you throw in my promo code, which is my last name, you're going to get some incredible deals on MyPillow products. The classic standard MyPillow. Normally, you will pay nearly $70, now only $19.98 with my promo code. You can also get the Giza Dream bed sheets, the classic MyPillow slippers, even the MyPillow doggy beds, all sorts of great products, and some incredible year-end sales going on right now. MyPillow.com/Starnes. You can also give them a call, 800-544-8939. That's 800-544-8939. And be sure to use my last name to get those great discounts. All right, let's get to the phones. A lot of people want to weigh in on trivia. Let's go down to Cajun Country. Michael in Louisiana listening to us on KPEL. Michael, hope you're having a good holiday.
A good sunny holiday, yes, sir.
Well, good for you. Glad to hear that. All right, let's see if you can't win a prize here. We want to know what sort of food do people in the southern states often eat for good luck on New Year's Eve? What's the answer, Michael?
Black-eyed peas.
Yes, sir, that is correct. Black-eyed peas, maybe a little bit of cornbread with that, and throw in some boudin, and you got a good meal.
Definitely. And if you don't like relish on your peas, try a little bit of Italian dressing, and you'll never eat it differently again.
Is that right?
It is wonderful.
Now there are people who put the relish, and I've actually had that relish, and it's pretty darn good, but you're telling me the Italian dressing is even better.
It's 100% better.
All right. You know what, Michael? I may just try that out. So very good. All right. Well, Michael, how do you guys like the show down there in Cajun Country?
Love it. Love it. Always making us hungry with your barbecue stories.
Well, well, thank you for that. So we take that as a compliment. Well, we love all of our great friends down there. We've done a couple of book signings down in Lafayette, and we're going to try to get down there sometime in the new year as well. So, Michael, you hang tight, and thanks to all of our great listeners down there in the southern part of Louisiana. All right, let's get to the Patriot Mobile Newsline. Our good friend, Fox News columnist Liz Peek. Liz, do you guys eat black-eyed peas on the Upper East Side there? It's
No, and I've never heard that before. So that, thank you. I that's kind of interesting. And, you know, maybe next year I'll get ready and do that.
You got to get, that's why Southerners have such good luck. We eat well. So.
I love it.
Oh, goodness. Well, Liz, always good to have you on. And you've had some incredible columns this year. And you've got a new one up. 5 New Year's resolutions Biden should adopt after a dismal first year.
Well, you know what? When things go really badly, you have to think about what you could do better. I'm not sure that the president even knows that things are going badly, but if he does, I'm kind of hoping he takes an opportunity to do several things. And I list them in this article. I'm sure everyone actually has their own ideas about what the president could do better. But the first thing I talk about, Todd, is firing somebody. The president has kept his team intact, even as the disasters has piled up around him. I thought after Afghanistan, heads should roll. Certainly whoever decided to close Bagram Air Force Base and require everybody to exit the country through a chaotic public airport and leaving 13 Americans and hundreds of Afghans dead, that person should have lost their job. And here's why. It isn't just retribution. It's because the president has to signal to the country that he, too, is incredibly angry about what's gone on under his watch. And really, we have not seen that. We've not seen any indication from him that he thinks that things are not great, you know, which is really kind of pitiful, but that's the truth. Secondly, I think it is very important for Biden to start talking to the country. He needs to get out from behind his teleprompter. He needs to be able to deal with the press, stop telling Americans that he's not allowed to deal with the press, he's not allowed to take questions. I mean, good grief, this is the president of the United States. And it's embarrassing. It's also, I think, a tremendously bad sign for all of our adversaries who are watching this president. So I think he needs to just, take a chance, roll the dice, talk to the press. If he makes some gaffes, the press is on his side. So, nobody's going to really be terribly critical of that. If he's not capable, though, of the give and take of press interviews, he shouldn't be president. And I think, unfortunately, that's where a lot of Americans are getting to.
And Liz, I'm one of those. I am already there. I just don't see I just don't see him being capable of doing something like that. And that's one of the reasons why they've got him clearly on a short leash. And, you know, he doesn't take questions. And I'm with you. I think those give and takes just right off the cuff, I think those are sometimes the best moments. And they were certainly entertaining and, quite frankly, somewhat informative when Donald Trump used to do those.
Well, look, no president has been as sequestered as Joe Biden. We saw that during the campaign. In those months, they used COVID as an excuse to keep him away from the public. There is no excuse now. I mean, clearly, look, almost half the country, according to polling, thinks that he's not mentally fit to be president. That's a horrific decision on the part of the American people. And if I were Joe Biden, again, I would want to prove them wrong. If he can't prove them wrong, he needs to step aside.
I'm surprised by your third suggestion. You say the president needs to watch more television.
Well, I really mean watch the news, right? Read the newspapers, watch the news, get in the swing of things. He doesn't know what's going on half the time. I was really stunned the other night when he had that Christmas call-in show, and someone called in from Seattle, his fellow Jerry Schmeck, and said to the president, let's go, Brandon, at the end of his conversation. And incredibly, Joe Biden repeated those words and then said, I agree. And what's really amazing, the liberal media really jumped on this guy for saying that because it's obviously a slur. No one even mentioned the fact that Joe Biden doesn't even seem to know what it means. How can anybody not know what that means? So, you know, I think there have been so many instances where he doesn't really seem to have current information about COVID, about inflation, about the southern border, about Afghanistan. That's not acceptable. And he needs, I think he's being sequestered, but also that his news is being fed to him and protected. He talks about how he doesn't watch the polls. Guess what? He should watch the polls. He should know what American voters are saying about him and thinking about him. And again, I think he's just sort of out of it. And that's not good for the country.
You know,
it's
Liz,
also not good for him.
No, it's not. And it reminds me, you know, watching the president and first lady together, it's in those public settings where they are side by side. It's very clear that she's the one who seems to be more in control, more of the alpha, at least in those public settings. And it just reminds me, you know, of the of history class, the relationship that Woodrow Wilson's wife had, you know, when he was really decimated by that stroke.
Yeah. And Warren Harding, I think, is another one. It is interesting. These strong women can kind of stand in and kind of control the conversation. She's been out touring the country, trying to get people vaccinated, et cetera, and selling his agenda much more than he has. Again, unacceptable. We did not elect Jill Biden.
Good point. All right, number four, you say that he needs to drop the divisiveness.
Yeah, I mean, here's a guy who campaigned on bringing the country together from day one, from his inaugural address and all the things he did on day one. It was clear that he meant none of that. I think, what did I mention in that column? 15% or something of the country thinks he's capable of bringing the country together. Polling shows Americans think he's widened the divide. That's really a terrible thing. It doesn't really help our country to have every issue, whether it's getting vaccinated or voting rights or whatever. Not everything should be a partisan battle. And he is as pugnacious and dismissive of Republicans and accusatory as anyone I've ever seen in public office. I think it's awful. And, you know, I think that's part of, frankly, why his polling is so bad. He just doesn't come across as a very charitable interview in a person anymore. And, you know, guess what? And when voters are asked, do you think he's honest? Do you think he's empathetic? Those used to be high scores for Biden, and they're not any longer. And I think this is one reason why.
And Liz, the fifth suggestion you have for President Biden, and by the way, folks on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, Liz Peek, stop denigrating the United States.
Yeah, I mean, I'm tired of hearing Biden talk about their systemically racist country. You know, it seems like he really doesn't love the United States. He wants to transform it, for heaven's sake. I don't want it transformed. I like the way our country operates. I like the fact that everybody, regardless of their religion or their color or whatever, has an opportunity to make a better life for themselves. The fact that the president doesn't believe that, the fact that the president embraces the idea of putting more and more people on the federal dole, what could be more damaging to our republic than having more people dependent on the federal government than contributing to the federal government? And that is where we are quickly headed. So I'm not, you know, I just think he doesn't really have a lot of love for the U.S. I'd like to see more of it.
All right, Liz, we're going to have to leave it there. It's a great column, and we're excited about the new work coming into the new year. Midterm elections, going to be a lot to talk about, and we're big fans of the great work that you do at Fox News.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me on. Happy New Year to you.
All right, Happy New Year. Liz Peek, ladies and gentlemen, great American patriot, great writer, and you can actually read her column at toddstearns.com. Five New Year's resolutions for President Biden. All right, we're going to take a break, and as we go to break, we're going to throw out another trivia question. Around 360 million glasses of what drink are served in the United States each New Year's Eve? So what is it that people drink, and we're talking 360 million glasses of this beverage on New Year's Eve? It is not sweet tea. I was surprised by that. But if you know the answer, give us a call, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stearns Show.
It's the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
All right, folks, if you're getting tired of those expensive cable bills, we've got a solution. You got to get Newsmax TV, and it's the best part about Newsmax TV, it's absolutely free. Millions of Americans have made the switch. They're now watching Newsmax. I'm one of them. You can get it free on streaming platforms. And, of course, you can also find it on major cable systems. But you can watch Newsmax on Samsung, LG, and Vizio. You can also find it on your hub guide or search button. It also streams free on Amazon Fire, Roku, Apple TV, you name it. More than 7 million people have downloaded the free Newsmax app on their smartphone. No subscription. So I would encourage you to download Newsmax today on your smartphone and start watching. It is a source I trust, and you can trust it too. Newsmax is real news for real people. All right, let's go to the phones here. We've got a trivia question on the table. We want to know about 360 million glasses of what drink are served in the United States each New Year's Eve. Let's go to Tom, Gainesville, Georgia. Tom, what's the answer?
Well, I believe it might be champagne.
And yes, you are correct. It is indeed champagne.
Excellent.
So congratulations, Tom. We're going to put you on hold, and we'll get your information. Grace, what are you laughing at?
I've been bamboozled.
I wouldn't say bamboozled.
No, it's fine.
But you are bamboozled. All right. Here is the next trivia question we're going to throw out there. We need to know what newspaper sponsored the first ever Times Square New Year's Eve party. So the very first New Year's Eve party in Times Square, which newspaper sponsored that event? If you know the answer, give us a call, 844-747-8868. Again, that number is 844-747-8868, and we'll try your hand at winning another prize. We're feeling rather generous today on the Todd Stearns radio program. Oh, Franklin Graham's in the news. We've got the story up on toddstearns.com. This is fascinating. Now, if you are a follower of the Bible and you read the book of Revelation and you're into the end times, you're going to find this story fascinating. So there is a brand new COVID vaccine microchip that has been developed. And this microchip, it contains all of your vaccine information, and it is, they insert the chip inside of your skin, and they can scan that, and it'll pop up with all of your vaccine information.
And so people are beginning to wonder, well, wait a second, is it possible that this COVID vaccine chip could lead to the mark of the beast? Franklin Graham says that he personally does not think that this particular chip is the mark that the Bible talks about, but it does make you wonder how close that we may be to what the Bible calls the mark of the beast. And if I remember the sermons on this, that mark of the beast, you wouldn't be able to go anywhere. You wouldn't be able to buy anything. You wouldn't be able to do anything unless you had this particular mark. And there has been speculation for generations. I remember this when I was a kid. It used to freak me out because you would have the preachers and they would, and this would typically be in the summertime, the revival meetings. And man, they would put the fear of God in you. And, you know, because you're a kid, you don't want anybody, you don't want, like, want a chip on, you know, you won't be able to go to McDonald's if you don't have the, you know, the mark of the beast. And I'm like, what? I don't want, come on. What's going on here? So anyway, Franklin Graham says Christians around the world are wondering if the COVID-19 is being used as a way to condition the world population to accept the mark or a mark like this. It does make you wonder, right? Because if they can put, and just think about this, I mean, if they're able to put vaccine information into that chip, I mean, they can put anything they want to, any other kind of information they want to in that chip, right? I mean, that would be my thinking about that. But anyway, it's certainly fascinating, and I know there are people out there who believe that this would be the start of the mark of the beast, and maybe it could be. I mean, we've gone from a time when people would dismiss that, and they would say, well, there's just no possible way that anybody would give their permission to, you know, to be, you know, to have a chip put inside of them. But now here we are, and people are like, put a chip inside of me if it's going to make me safe. That's weird stuff, man. All right, let's go to the great state of Maine, WLOB, Dina on the line. How are you today, Dina?
Doing very well. Thank you. Love your show.
Thank you. All right. We want to try to help you win a prize here. We are talking about New Year's Eve, Times Square. What newspaper sponsored the first ever Times Square New Year's Eve party?
New York Times.
Yeah. You know, I would have guessed Dick Clark. Why did you sound surprised, Dina?
That's great.
Yeah, congratulations, Dina. We're going to put you on hold, and we're going to get your information and send you a great prize in the mail. Just a way of saying thanks for listening to the Todd Stearns radio program. All right, folks, another hour of broadcast excellence coming your way. Wow, it's a lot going on. Hey, ToddStearns.com, don't forget to check out our website. Sign up for the podcast and the newsletter. Lots of great info for you there. We got to take a break. We'll be right back, folks.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.